Hello out there in internet land. This is Kingrick56 of the dailypos.org. And joining me this week is
Star Kibbles. Or something like that.
LOL Texas.
LOL Texas man.
So, this week we're gonna actually try and have structure.
No, we're not.
Yeah, but we...
Stop giving them biased lies.
We should, you know, like, give them hopes and then let them down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, false advertising. Oh, yeah, I get you. We have, like, this whole thing planned out, guys. We have, like, we have hours and hours upon unlimited entertainment.
This is all just going to dribble down into a variable YouTube poop in audio form.
Pretty much. I might use it, too.
Excellent. I'm always up for using my name and face and audio for internet
Actually,
pleasure.
I would have done that earlier, but I tried loading one of your videos and it caused my program to freeze. Your face is too hot for the editor, I guess.
Yeah, my face has that ability. It crashes. It crashes Windows Movie Maker all the time.
Damn. Or it's too ugly, but. We'll go with the previous.
Well, yeah. Let a man have his denial.
You're very, very beautiful, Wick.
I'm a hot stallion.
King Wick 56.
Tee-hee.
Tee-hee.
That's the first audio tee.
Huh. I can just picture the face now, burning into my brain.
Okay, so let's go right into our first part of our conversation, which is about the POS birthday coming up.
Oh yeah, the POS birthday.
I've enlisted a crap load of help.
Let's argue about how to pronounce it.
Go ahead.
Let's just, like, argue about how you should pronounce it, though. And then we'll get into that.
POS?
POS.
Soap calls it POS, so...
Well, screw him!
He's only the person who made the site.
What kind of importance is he? I mean, he didn't invent the thing, the letters POS. Abbreviation, that's what I'm looking for. Man, this podcast is going to be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so what are we doing for the birthday of the daily off?
Well, I have a few tricks up my sleeve. I'm hoping to get almost every section updated that day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Every section?
It's impossible, but...
Even BG Trivia?
Yeah, why not? I have you trying to make a skin. I have GS Gold writing articles and crap like that.
Pieces of.
Yeah, he'll be doing a pieces of, hopefully.
Yeah, the thing was supposed to be updated, like, maybe you said something about daily?
Come on, that was just a joke.
False advertising again. It works.
For a site that's named The Daily Anything, we really work on a monthly schedule.
Monthly POS?
I think that'd be a more fitting title for the site.
The only thing daily is how shitty our posts are, so I guess we kind of live up to it in a way.
The only people who post daily are Spatulator, RPG Maker, and your average Joe.
Oh yeah, true. And their posts are just wonderful!
Fancy-free. Although, you should know right now, you're allowed to hate them in podcast form. You know, you can't hate them on the forum, but feel free to just bash the shit out of them here.
Alright.
Especially Spatulator.
I think Spat's actually kind of warming up. I'm kind of warming up to him. He's not actually all that bad anymore.
Yeah, but he's the only one who actually listens to this, so we like to make fun of him as much as possible.
In fact, I stopped listening to this.
I don't know anybody besides Static who still listens to this crap.
I can make fun of myself and I would never know.
I think you'd know in your heart.
I can sense these things.
Okay, so yeah, we're gonna be doing a few things. Soap will probably throw something together at the last minute. He'll just do a new emoticon of, like, some popular internet figure in a Abe Lincoln top hat.
The POS emoticon.
Yeah, he'll do a POS guy emoticon that flips back and forth hilariously.
Oh man.
Someone will throw together a POS poop for YouTube.
Oh, hey, what do you know?
I'm fighting between the idea of doing a demo version of the game I've been working on for the past couple months and putting it up, but when you do demo versions, nobody ever completes it after the demo's been released.
Oh, yeah, true. How's that game going, by the way?
I got, like, 3 hours of actual playtime in it so far without any side quests.
Sounds pretty good. Do we know anything about it, such as what it's about and everything?
It's basically, I'm making the entire game based off of a me. It's a game based on me. Me being an idiot and a noob and coming to the site and my eventual transition to godly webmaster. And everybody's a stereotype. I've made everybody a stereotype. So it's equal. I can't type. I'm a complete moron. Staring vacantly is a racist. He hates Canadians. Steve swears in German. it's pretty much hilarity.
What do I do?
Well, we're not at you yet. I'm still at Pro Boards time.
You just saved me from the best for last, right?
Yeah, we're going to do from the early days of Pro Boards, which is what I'm still at, all the way to present.
Ah, I see. That sounds actually pretty cool.
So, yeah, I want to do a demo because I'm really proud of what I've done so far, but I know as soon as I do the demo, it'll never get finished.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So maybe I'll just throw together some screenshots or something.
Then again, do any RPG games ever finish?
Scott finished one, but it was only like a 10-minute biology report one.
I think I remember reading about that, but I never checked it out because I was lazy.
I don't even think it's on the site anymore. All the cool shit gets deleted, Soap never uploads it again.
Yeah. That's Soap for you. That lovable bastard.
He was supposed to do the old form and make the old form work again because we have a lot of classic posts there, but that'll never happen.
Kind of like Steve updating something. That's what Steve should do for POS's birthday. He should, like, update, like, something. No matter how small it is, he updates it. It's, like, a miracle.
Well, he did the POS wiki.
Really?
Yeah, he made that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Everybody was kind of stunned.
Maybe he can update something that everyone actually uses.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Because everyone kind of ignores the wiki. Every time there's a wiki made, we're all just like, hey, it's a wiki! Ah! Dead.
Well, what else do we have to say about ourselves?
That's us. That's us!
We're just kind of this... a blob on the internet. We're gelatin on the internet. Nobody really pays any attention to us.
We're kind of like kids with ADHD. We're just like, oh my god, new toy, huh?
Well, yeah. Plus, we're kind of lazy. We don't even write, you know, sophisticated articles.
Yeah, true.
I mean, the most sophisticated person to write an article on this site is Krem. I want you to put some thought into that for a minute there.
Nicely done. Our cook has a lot to say.
The guy who can't fucking pass the third castle in Super Mario World writes the best articles on the site.
And what, like, I totally had something there.
We can wait. Go ahead. Let the idea come out. Okay, this is taking too long.
Yes, it is. When's the last time Pieces Up was updated?
When Anti-Hero did it.
Like, months ago?
Yeah, he did it for, like, a week straight and then just stopped. He was like, that's enough of this crap. Updating daily? Who cares about this?
Not even the monthly POS, it's the whenever we fucking feel like it POS.
I think that's the perfect way to describe POS. It's just whenever. We can...
Whenever.
Tomorrow. It's always tomorrow with POS. It's like... who? That shit can wait. We have Advanced Wars to play.
The sometimes tomorrow POS.
The ambivalent time period POS.
The POS.
Yeah, let's just crop the name down. POS. POS.org.
Pieceofshit.org.
I think it'd be much more fitting than anything else. Our entire Indeed. Front page can just be an animated Abe Lincoln head bouncing around the screen.
What, Crimson Admin too, isn't he?
Yeah, Crimson Admin. Surprising. You know, nobody ever seems to notice anymore.
What is he doing?
Nothing.
He'll post something sophisticated again, and then blow our minds?
Well, he's got a job and school and all that crap till the end of the year, and then after that he's like, I'm gonna update every day, guys, seriously! And we all know what road that goes down.
Yeah, of course. That's the basis of our website.
There was a time period when I actually updated every day.
That reminds me, I have a night the base camp thing, huh?
Yeah, you do. I was gonna point that out later and be like, ironic, and be like, Star Kirby, you fool. Update base camp.
Yeah. I was supposed to do that like 3 days ago. Awesome.
The subtitle for this entire conversation, the Daily POS.
Ah.
But yeah.
I'm really fitting it in my admins, man.
Yeah, you're an admin now too.
Yeah, and I'm serving up to the purpose of never updating anytime, ever.
You update skins. Skins are probably the best thing. I mean, we can have no content on the site and just a million skins.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be making that One Piece one. Wouldn't that be pretty?
Have a Going Merry theme.
Yeah, some sort of ship kind of thing. Oh, yeah, I was kind of like update the main site, like the main theme of the site. But first, we have to find out what colors everyone likes.
Yeah.
Because it seems like most of us think blue, but then Soap's like, no, not blue, anything but that.
Blue's been done so many times.
But it just fits us so well. I think.
Blue needs to be somewhere in it, like the actual name, the actual banner should be blue. But, I always like the banner with the neon green and the red and the blue, and it's all on the back of the shotgun book that I ordered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was supposed to order one of those books.
Yeah, they're still online somewhere.
Yeah, I'll do it sometime tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That day never comes. Not at POS.
It's just a continuous today. The Daily POS is kind of like Alaska. It's sunshine constantly. It never ends.
Well, we do kind of update daily. The days are a lot longer than yours.
Maybe. I think POS is more sometimes about the forum than the rest of the site combined.
Pretty much.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. Good community. Lots of...
community.
Just
minus those other guys, the outcasts.
Yeah, the people who aren't in the popular club.
The people who aren't down with us.
people who don't know what nugget.gif means.
They don't understand the nugget.